Gayser Radio, where you're a family. My name is Ethan. I'm chatting to Banzi Mavuso, director of the new movie Gang 888.
So my name is Banzi Mavuso. I'm a filmmaker and musician, and I also own my own independent LGBTI production company called Black Queer. So I'm based in Johannesburg, and yeah, so I'm from the Eastern Cape originally, and currently based in Johannesburg.
Perfect. So I just checked out the trailer for the film coming out that you have called Gang. Is it Gang 888 or Gang 888? How are you saying?
It's Gang 888.
Gang 888. It's a film about five black queer women who fight toxic masculinity and homophobia. But it also seems to be about a lot more than that. Like, I see some very interesting characters, some very relatable characters. You know, it looks like a lot of the people I've, like, interacted with at, like, prides and, you know, social events and stuff. So it looks like a very South African black queer movie, which is super exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I think when I started thinking about creating Gang 888, it was last year. When there were protests around Johannesburg, you know, I don't know if you remember when there were lootings and stuff around that time in July. So I got a little bit annoyed and agitated, especially because around that time there was just too much homophobic action around me where people were just like, you know, mean or just, you know, unnecessarily homophobic. And that would just like agitate me. And I was like, okay, instead of just being outwardly violent, like most of these people are, how about I do something that's more constructive to my community? And, you know, so someone suggested that, why don't you just write a script that's going to really create a world that you want? And that really made me think. And I created a script that was really about, you know, black queer utopia, about five black queer women who live by their own rules, who create their own world, who have their own house. And they're just about taking back the power from homophobic men and just like, you know, fucking shit up, for lack of a better word. And basically, yeah, you know, because I really got tired of, you know, being pushed over. I really got tired of always being seen as someone who is not worthy of respect. And so I decided that it's quite important to just create a world, even if it's film and, you know, it's fiction. It definitely can truly be, you know, an inspiration and can be a reality, especially for black people all over the world. You know, whoever is fighting, you know, problems where they don't feel like they where they want to be, or you know, their community of people are just not respecting them. It's always about action. People can always be active instead of just like being passive and inactive. So that's definitely where, you know, black queer, like, I mean, Gang 888 came from.
You know, something that like really frustrates me about the media and like society in general is that it seems as though society either wants, like, pretty much whenever black people are like angry about something, that's all people focus on is the anger. You know what I mean? Like, there's this whole like portrait of the angry black woman that like is constantly pushed, and it's like really, really, really frustrating.
It's a stereotype. It's like, you know, propaganda, basically. You know how media outlets have always been. It started with the whole Nazi thing of, you know, devaluing the other person's feelings and just like making them comical, you know, portraying Jewish people with big noses just so people can just like laugh at them. You know, it's always just mocking the other person's feelings and reality instead of really, you know, understanding what they're talking about. Our feelings matter. You know what I mean? Like, our reality matters. It doesn't matter what another person thinks or how another person will always mock us and trivialize our feelings or needs. They will always matter. And it always just feeds back into Black Lives Matter. As much as it's a movement, for me, it's not, because I'm black every day. It's not. You know, for black queer people who keep on dying, it's not a movement. It's our lives. We're dying every day in South Africa. Kevin Fortin, RIP to him. You know, it's another thing like that just keeps on frustrating us, like, and me in the black queer community of South Africa. How can we get to a place where we can actually feel like we matter? How can we get to a place where we can feel like we are respected? And I feel that violence has its place, and that's where Gang 888 comes in. I'm tired of being the person who's always smiling, turning the other cheek. I'm not Jesus. I'm not going to subscribe to what Jesus did, you know, and, you know, anyway, he got crucified, you know, in this Bible thing. So I'm not going to do things where at the end I'm going to die anyway. So if we're going to die anyway, we might as well fight. We might as well be violent and fight these people who are killing us instead of just like thinking about being passive or docile and things like that. I'm not about that stuff, you know? And as much as people can paint people as angry and violent, I don't care. You know, history has always shown who has been more violent than Black people. So why is it that when we want to say something, it's such an issue? Who has more resources? You know what I mean? So like, it's annoying when things that are quite important, like just respecting a person, can just be reduced to anger. Of course we're angry, but that's just not it. Like you've been poking at us for centuries. Of course we're angry. You know what I mean? Stop playing with people's lives. Also, just like coming back to Black men in South Africa who are killing Black women. Black women have always never been protected. Even in Black Lives Matter, you know, in the Black Lives Matter movement, who's more important, the Black woman or the Black man? It's always the Black man who's more important, like George Floyd. Everybody's talking about George Floyd. No one is talking about Breonna Taylor. No one is talking about the trans woman or the trans man who keeps on dying. No one is talking about those people because we other each other and we always think that men are more important than women. Gang Triple Eight is here to affirm that Black queer women are important, you know, just to play into the whole thing of, you know, even queer women not being seen. You know, it's another thing of being Black. It's another thing about being a woman. Then it's another thing about being queer. So I'm definitely showing that we have power as Black queer women and we really don't need to be weak or, you know, downplay our power and think that standing up for our needs is not important. So that's, in a sense, what Gang Triple Eight is about.
So I have a hot take, but obviously, as a white privileged male, I feel like I need to sound it off on somebody and see what your opinion is on the hot take. But my hot take is that if you're homophobic, you can't complain about racism. I'd like to see what your opinion is on that.
that's a really funny way of putting it. But I do feel like, yes, people can be homophobic. That's problematic in its own way. You know what I mean? But at the same time, racism will affect a homophobic person. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we can't now just say that just because you are, we can't, you know, reduce your, we can't negate your needs just because you're problematic in some instance. You definitely need, to be educated. In you know what I mean? And that's going to take some time though, but that doesn't mean that you're still not human, because we can't treat you like you're treating other people. We can't treat you like you know what I mean? But at the same time, if you're being too toxic and too problematic, then we can't deal with you. You know what I mean? But at this, like, I don't feel like it's healthy for us to just cancel people just because of their issues. I think it's quite important for us to, you know, help educate them. You know what I mean? But when people are now are threatening our lives, that's another story. We can't now, we can't play buddy buddy with people who are threatening our lives as well. So it's a fine line between that, you know, being educative and, you know, standing up for yourself. It's a fine line, and you gotta know how to go to war at the same time. I definitely believe in truly being empowered and truly understanding and reading the room. You can't put yourself in, like, you know, really dangerous like territories without understanding what you're going up against. You know what I mean? So that's my stance about that.
Okay. No, I totally get that. Like, and when you kind of cut people out, then they just kind of dig into their own, like, they just kind of go back into their own circles and they get more and more bigoted. And like, then they never really learn anything.
Yeah, you're better than that. I think people need to understand that, you know, we're better than people who come at us in negative ways. So we need to just play a different kind of strategy. And that's how we're going to win. We can't use their strategies against us, but it's important to know, you know, we need to know them, you know, so as to know how to develop like good strategies for us to win. But at the same time, we can't be as ignorant as they are.
Right. Yeah, so it really is the fine line between, like, being militant and standing up for yourself and, like, you know, fighting the power, like, literally, while also being educative and being understanding, like it's real tricky, eh?
Yep. Yep.
All right. It's good to talk a little bit more about the movie. So when is it coming out? How can people see it? I know the trailer's up. Just give people the details.
So right now, it's kind of like still strange waters, you know, with the whole COVID situation. So what I'm planning to do is to really launch the film towards the end of the year or early next year. You know what I mean? But there's definitely going to be a lot of submissions to festivals first, and do like some festival premiering this year, because I think there are some festivals that are opening up towards the end of the year anyway. So I'm definitely aiming for early next year. But in terms of like also physical premieres, I want to see how the COVID situation plays out before I can plan any screenings of sorts. But there are stuff in the pipelines. I'm working in you know, behind the scenes. So yeah, people can just like check out my social media, which is at Black Queer. That's BLVCKQUEER for more information about when we're actually going to have any physical screenings or when the actual film is going to be out. But yeah. But we're doing something with UJ and their LGBT center. So we're doing an online watch party this coming Friday, the 26th of June. So we're doing like a Pride Month online watch party. So that's something that we're also just like excited about.
Perfect, perfect. And I really do highly recommend that everybody checks out the trailer so they can get an idea of what the movie's about. The final question I want to ask is that who's the person with a black label? They seem very interesting.
Okay.
To me. I don't know, the character resonates with me.
What's so up?
Who's that?
Oh, I think that's me, actually.
Is it?
I think that's me. I have such a love for Black Label. Like I've drank it since I can remember. You know what I mean? So they should just pay me though. Like, yeah, because this is free promo. So they should just pay me.
Yeah, I see that quote of Black Label.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's just like my love for the beer. But like, I'm not into it anymore because I stopped drinking Black Label immediately after shooting, you know, Gang 888. And I think it was just like playing into blackness and just using like that as a prop to also just like, you know, because a lot of black queer women also love drinking Black Label, to be quite honest. So yeah, Black Label just needs to like really sponsor us.
Yeah, SAB, because
there's a market.
Yeah, if you're listening, there's a SAB, come on, pull through.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so don't forget to follow Black Queer on social media. It's Black with a V. Just search it, you'll find it, and check out the trailer. Thank you so much for the chat today.
Oh, man, thank you so much for the platform, man. It means a lot.